From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States is requiring Russia to close its consulate in San Francisco and two annex buildings located in Washington, D.C. and New York City. Bill Gallo has the details.
The U.S. State Department said this was in response to the Kremlin's decision to shrink the U.S. diplomatic mission in Russia. State Department spokesman Heather Nauert said in a statement that the U.S. believes the action was unwarranted and detrimental to the overall relationship between the two countries. Last month, Moscow ordered the United States to cut its diplomatic and technical staff in Russia by more than half, to 455 people, after Congress overwhelmingly approved new sanctions against Russia. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
The United States flew some of its most advanced warplanes and bombing drills with ally South Korea on Thursday. The U.S. and South Korean military said it was a clear warning after North Korea launched a mid-range ballistic missile designed to carry nuclear bombs over Japan earlier in the week. North Korea hates such displays of U.S. military might at close range and will likely respond with fury. Two U.S. B-1B supersonic bombers and four F-35B stealth fighters were joined by four South Korean F-15s in live-fire exercises at a military field in eastern South Korea that simulated precision strikes against North Korean core facilities. Records show that a chemical plant burning near Houston, Texas, amid Harvey flooding, was earlier this year fined over $90,000 by the Occupational Safety and Health Administration over 10 safety violations found during an inspection. The gravity of six of the violations rated a 10. This is VOA News.